Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk about Rasheed Rice. Let's talk about him. We led the show a little bit with Xavier Worthy. Understandably so.
I think it's safe to talk about Rasheed.
But from the very first offensive snap, there was a clear effort to get the ball to Rasheed Rice. And in between the hashes in particular, underneath routes, slants, they had no answer. The Ravens had no answer for Rasheed Rice. Last night might be something we just got to get used to seeing on a fairly regular basis. 7 catches, 103 from Rice. Probably could have had a touchdown late if it wasn't for a really good play by the Baltimore defender. He was sensational last night. He's the number one receiver. We knew that, but we just got confirmation on that as well. Last year, we saw plenty of times where he would be successful in kind of these underneath slant routes. Looks like he's only gotten better. Like I know that Baltimore has to worry about so many weapons now, but now that that's on tape, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals who you play next week, this game, it was Rasheed Rice. So are you going to worry about Rice on those underneath routes? Are you going to let Travis Kelce have some freedom? Good luck with that, too. Like, that's the beautiful thing about how it all played out last night. It was Rice getting all of that. They're going to have to, teams are going to have to decide between Rice and Kelce on these underneath routes.
He looked like prime Anquan Boldin last night. And I mean, like, I want you to remember how good of a player. When you're like, how good was Anquan Boldin? Tremendous. He was a phenomenal player, as in he had, I don't know, 7 or 8 thousand-yard seasons, including his 1,300-yard rookie year and a 1,000-yard season when he was 34 years old. He looked like prime Anquan Boldin last night. He looked fantastic. I might have undersold him saying he was a 1,200-yard wide receiver, because if that's the version of Rasheed Rice that they're going to get, you can understand that why the story coming out of training camp or out of the facility was, oh boy, do we love Rasheed Rice and what he can do for this team this year. It is really obvious to see why you would feel that way about him right now, because last night he did everything.
He looked great.
Mostly it was in the middle of the field, but he got a couple on the outside too. And they're just doing the inside-out stuff. It's like playing the high-low in basketball. Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy down the road will run on the outside, and then here comes Rasheed Rice to kill you in the middle.
Yeah, we know that's where he's going to live for the most part, is the underneath routes, and he's going to be a mess for defenses to figure out when you still know Travis Kelce patrols the middle of the field. And here's some of what Rashee Rice said in the locker room, because he gave Travis Kelce a ton of credit why he's having the success that he had last night, in particular, kind of in between the hashes.
Rashee, what made the connection between you and Patrick so effective tonight?
Practice. Just being able to come out and prepare for practice to not have mistakes or any errors.
What sort of statement do you feel like you and the Chiefs offense made after this one?
That we're not worried about last year. We're focused on what's going on right now.
Going up, a lot of it was just between the hash marks. Was that the game plan all along? And just how do you feel comfortable in that role, just working the hash marks?
I feel great, being able to maneuver in the middle, because we've got guys that's going to take the top off on the outside. So, I mean, I kind of get a little bit of Trav in there. And, you know, when Trav takes it over top, I can go into him. I'm just learning from Trav, to be honest. So that's where all that comes from.
How did you see it from Xavier today?
Speed. Speed. He's going to take the top off every time.
You guys won. You scored 27. But do you feel like you guys still left some points out there on the field?
100%. We left a lot of points out there. But, you know, that's what comes with the game, so that we can watch film and go back to practice and get on the drawing board and figure out how to get in the box.
You know, last year there wasn't a lot of explosiveness at times in the offense. You obviously had a lot of it tonight. How did you feel like that progressed throughout the summer and then turned into what we saw this year?
I think it had a lot to do with obviously preparing during the offseason, but adding guys to the roster to where you kind of make the defense worry about, you know, deep threats and, you know, under routes and stuff like that.
What were you thinking watching that last play, seeing it on the jumbotron?
Out of bounds.
So that was a little bit of Rashee Rice yesterday. Obviously, yeah, the play, everybody was asked about that in the locker room, just everybody's reaction to. Some players were super confident. They said that Isaiah likely was out of bounds, and others said they weren't sure at the time. But he said it over and over there, that clip, Cody. What everybody had hoped, which is that Worthy, eventually Hollywood Brown, all these guys are just going to make his life so much easier. Same with Travis's, and they're not getting beat up as much because teams are going to have to worry about the speed that exists.
Sure.
And this is only part of it because Brown's not even out there yet. That's why that was so successful last night. And it'll be interesting to see next week, because we know with Andy, there'll be a completely different game plan. But just, is that something that they're going to consistently do all season long? And if teams are going to say, we're not going to let you have it that easy, all right, well, then somebody else is going to be open. And that's the beautiful setup that it looks like they're going to have throughout this season, and why overall this offense, to me, and I think you agree, we all do, is back to being that explosive offense.
I think there's a reason why they were able to win the Super Bowl. And it's not just, oh, Mahomes can win with no good wide receivers at all. By the end of the season, that was straight up not true. He still had, in the playoffs, he had essentially prime Travis Kelce doing, future Hall of Famer type stuff. And then they had Rashee Rice. And by the end of the season, Rashee Rice was more or less this version of himself. And when he was this version of himself, he's kind of a dominant figure. He's a dominant guy who can go out there and make absolute noise for them. The part about this is, for whatever years they get Travis Kelce, that means, like, Juju came in for like 1 4-yard pass. I got perfect.
Yeah, but had a chance to catch one at the
had
one.
Had a chance to catch one at the one or a touchdown in that area and came up just short. But Rashee and Travis Kelce in the inside, Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown on the outside. It is hard not to imagine a world in which this is one of the league's best offenses. Especially if Rashee's like this, they are. Because Pacheco's a top 10 running back. Travis Kelce's a top 3 tight end. I think he's the best tight end still. And then you're going to add in these other guys, that explosiveness from Xavier Worthy. But Rashee Rice looked like a completely different player than week 1 last year. He looked like a different player than week 10 last year. He looked like a number 1 wide receiver in the NFL. And again, I don't know if that can maintain for the entire year, but I saw Anquan Boldin when I watched him play last night. Where you're like, oh, you need 1,300 yards? Did I undersell you? Because you had given me the stat. Who was it who gave you the stat before the year and said, no team has ever won the Super Bowl with their leading wide receiver being 34, and I told you that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because their leading wide receiver is going to be Rashee Rice.
I think it was Scott Kaxmar or whatever, and he put out that, since the Super Bowl era or whatever, I don't have the exact stat in front of me, but it was something like that, 32 or older or something, leading your, or 34 and older, winning a Super Bowl, something like that, and leading your team receiving. That's never happened. But yeah, it's like Travis is probably not leading the team in receiving. I'm not willing to 100% say that's the case yet, just because it's very easy to do after Rice. Like, you said
I thought
like
it before, so like I'm not going to change my opinion now.
Yeah, and like obviously it's not, you know, you don't suddenly think Rice is having 1,700 yards just because he got 100 in game one. I know, you know, it doesn't work that way.
No, I don't think he's finished with 2,200 yards and setting an NFL record. But
yeah, but man, you got to be. I mean, you have to just be really, really excited with what you saw, knowing that this is far from the finished product too. Versus last year, it's week one. You're like, oh boy, there's nobody that can get separation. You got a wide receiver that can't catch a football, that's putting the ball up in the air, leading the pick sixes and all that. Versus now we're like, oh, this is the start of something special for many years to come for Worthy. Rashee Rice looks like a better receiver. They still don't even have Hollywood Brown out there. In this game, Travis Kelce was crucial in a different role. We know at some point, whether it's next week or not, Travis is going to have that buck 10 game.
He's probably going to have 8 for 170, you know, or 8 for, not 170, 8 for 89 next week, because they're going to be so focused on stopping Rashee Rice, that is being Cincinnati, that that'd be the case. I did see, by the way, no T. Higgins at practice today. Is your boy okay?
I think he was on the injury report for, I don't know, some minor thing.
Let's Cincy worry about them, man. We don't care about them. Let's screw it. We'll worry about them next week.
I think Teal.
They are an eventual problem.
Next week, yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah, you guys are already looking ahead to next week.
Their
game's over.
I know. Relax, not
today, but in general, yes, it actually makes more sense.
Enjoy the win against the Ravens. So yeah,
you're wearing your. We don't have the cameras up today, but we should just have the cameras on Drew rocking Cincy gear today.
Well, of course,
it's Orange Friday. Do they do that in Cincinnati?
Terrible.
I don't think they do anything like that. I know.
It's sound like you're getting arrested.
I know the courts do.
Rounding up criminals or construction work. Orange Friday. We don't do any construction today. We pick up all the cones. You can just drive throughout the city of Cincinnati free and clear.
I would assume other cities do it. I know in Indy, they do Blue Friday, where everybody wears Colts gear. I would assume it's the same thing.
You've been
other places.
To the city of Cincinnati or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking.
We used to go to Reds games growing up. I've been there multiple times. Kings Island is there. I've been to a Bengals game there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I just found out that Scott Parks has never, even though he's a diehard Steelers fan, he's never been to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Oh, man.
I was surprised to hear that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.